一个偶像崇拜到我们的真神崇拜。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以做这样的事情。
Only God can change a person like that.
只有神才可以将一个人如此的改变。
So glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以荣耀归于我们的主耶稣基督。
If you were here this morning for the sunrise service,
如果你们早上有来参加朝阳崇拜的话，
and when you sit here looking towards east,
当你坐在那边面朝东方看着的时候，
then you see the sun begin to rise.
啊，你就看到太阳慢慢的升起来。
You see the multicolors of the sky.
你看到天空中五颜六色的。
You see yellow, you see green, you see purple, you see magenta, all these colors.
你就看到各式各样青橙黄绿紫各种颜色。
And they change by the seconds.
每一秒钟那个颜色都在变换着。
If you missed it, you missed it.
如果那一秒钟你没有看到，你就看不到了。
Every day we had this coming up.But every day is different.
每一天都有太阳这样上升的一个过程，但是每一天都是不一样的。
You know, I cannot define what is the glory of God for you.
你知道我不能够为你去定义什么叫神的荣耀。
But you know, when you see it, you know it.
但是你知道吗？当你看到神的荣耀的时候，你就知道。
Then we turn to each other. There's about maybe 30 of us who are here this morning.
那我们早上的时候大概有二三十个人，我们彼此看着的时候。
And we were looking at each other.
我们看着彼此的时候。
None of them is the same.
没有一个人是一样的。
They're handsome ones.
有比较帅的。
And they're.
也有一些可能
amazing ones
长得挺神奇的
and they're short one
有比较矮的
they're tall ones
比较高的
you know and there are people with hair and there are people without hair
有长满了满头青丝的也有这个没有头发的
when you look at them they are amazing
但是当我们看着彼此的时候，彼此都看到说，多么令人惊奇的一群人。
So you know why? That's why we can identify each other in the crowd of hundreds. I can say his name because he is unique.
你知道吗？这就是我们每一个人独特的地方。我们可以在千百个人中间把一个人分辨出来，就是因为他是特别的。
To the glory of God.
是神的荣耀。
That's how God made us.
因为这是神造我们，就是这样造的。
And so when we see each other, we see the glory of God.
所以当我们看到彼此的时候，我们看到神的荣耀。
So you see the nature, you see the glory.
当你看到大自然的时候，你看到神的荣耀。
You see one another, you see the glory.
我们看到彼此的脸的时候，我们看到神的荣耀。
And this is the theme that kind of.All through the scriptures.
那在整本拜圣经里头，我们也就是看到这样子的情形一再的重现。
You see, when Jesus was born, the angel says what? Glory to the highest.
你知道，当耶稣出生的时候，天使们说，荣耀给高天之上的神。
Then, as he does miracles.And when he entered into Jerusalem on the last time, and the children putting palm branches on the road and said, Hosanna to the glory of God.
所以当耶稣行神迹的时候，当他进入耶路撒冷，当人们把棕榈树枝铺在地上，向他叫道何塞纳，何塞纳的时候，荣耀归于神。
And when he was when he was transfigured before his disciples, and the description is that they saw the glory of God.
当他在在他的门徒之前面前变相的时候，圣经上说他们看到了神的荣耀。
Even in crucifixions, especially crucifixions, where Jesus says, "Now is the time to glorify your Son, so that you can that you glor your Son can glorify you."
甚至在十字架之上，特别是在十字架之上的时刻，耶稣自己说，现在是荣耀你的儿子的时候，因为你的儿子要荣耀你的名。
So this is the theme that God wants to show us His glory.
所以我们看到这样子的一个主题，就是神要让我们看到他的荣耀。
And God wants to show His glory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
神要通过我们的主耶稣基督，让我们看到神他自己的荣耀。
And God showed His glory through you and I.
神透过你和我来展示他的荣耀。
And God showed His glory through the body of Christ, like when we get together like this.
神透过耶稣的肢体，当我们聚在一起成为耶稣的肢体的时候，来显示他的荣耀。
It's as if you have something very precious and you want the whole world to know that you have it. You want to boast about it.
就好像我们有一个非常宝贵的东西，我们想让这个全世界都知道的时候，我们要拿着它去夸口。
And that's what God is doing with our life with Jesus Christ. He is holding Jesus up and He is holding us up and holding His church up and said, look at it.
所以
This is what I can do.
所以这就是神在做的事情，他把我们的主耶稣基督高举着，把我们每一个人，把教会高举着，向这个世界宣称说，看，这是我能做的。
And we continue to read in chapter 2 of Philippians.
那我们今天继续来读腓立比书第二章。
We have look at verse 5 to verse 8 on Good Friday.
在圣诞节的晚上，我们读了第二章的五到八节。
And verse 9 to verse 11 is what we want to see today.
那我们今天要读的是九、十和十一节。
Let me read it. It's just very simple. And just give you a little background is that this little hymns.This little hymn was probably the oldest evangelical pamphlet on record.
那先给你们一点点背景知识。那这一首小小短短的这个诗歌呢，可能是在有记载的最早的一份这个福音单章上面的文字。
These verses probably originated before the gospel was written.
这个小的这个诗歌呢，可能在所有的福音书写成之前就已经有了。
Probably even older than the first letter of Paul, which is Galatians. Earlier than Paul's first letter, which is Galatians.
所以这个诗歌可能比这个保罗的第一封书信还要更早。
So this little hymns is called by memories for thousands of years.
所以这个诗歌已经是有千年的历史了。
Much older than our fourth spiritual law.
比我们的这个属灵四律要这个时间长远的久长久的多。
But it is used just like the fourth spiritual law. It is used to lead people to Christ.
但是它的用法就好像我们用属灵四律一样，是用它来带领人来信耶稣的。
Also to teach people about who Jesus Christ is.
是来教导人们耶稣是谁。
And if you don't know anything about Jesus Christ, never heard of the story, but you believe in this little hymn, then you are a Christian.
就算你对耶稣基督完全不知道，你也不知道他所做的任何事情，但只要你读到了这一段诗歌，然后你相信了他里面所说的一切话，你就是一个基督徒。
So let me read verse 5 to verse 11.
那我们把 第五节到第十一节再读一遍。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death.Even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.We talk about verse 5 to verse 8 Friday about the sufferings and the incarnations of Jesus Christ.
我们在受难节周五的晚上，我们讲到耶稣的受难，他的道成肉身。
And his crucifixion on the cross.
他在十字架上受死。
And then verse 9, it says, therefore,
然后第九节说，所以。
So this little word is a big word. Therefore connects what happened, what he said before, to what comes after.
所以这个连接词是很重要的，因为它连接了前面发生的和后面将要发生的事情。
Because Jesus Christ's incarnation, because his humility, because his death on the cross,His obedience, therefore, God exalted him.
因着耶稣的顺服，因着他道成肉身，因着他顺服至死，死在十字架上，所以神将他升为至高。
It is logical to conclude that the humility precedes exaltations.
所以他的谦卑在他升为至高之前。
It is also logical to conclude that without humilities, there is no exaltations.
所以我们也可以很逻辑的来下一个结论，如果没有耶稣的谦卑的话，就没有后面的升为至高。
The greatest exaltation here, I mean, Jesus had done many things, but the greatest exaltation here is that he died on the cross.
在这里最高的身为至高的这件事情就是耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
The greatest exaltation of Jesus is also his great agony.
对于耶稣来讲，他身为至高也是他受到的巨大的痛苦，让他身为至高。
Jesus' crucifixion is also his exaltation.
他在十字架上的死就是身为至高。
You know, we always wonder, you know, people cannot believe in Jesus Christ, would not receive Jesus Christ because they say, how can a God who can't even save himself be your God?
我们常常会听到有人说，我不能够相信耶稣基督，因为我怎么能够相信一个不能够救自己的神做我的神呢？
Even when Jesus was on the cross, people still mocking him, saying, if you are son of God, you walk down from the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，那些人还在取笑他，说，如果你真是神的话，你就从十字架上走下来呀。
You know, we human beings always have a very different idea about things than Jesus Christ.
你知道吗？我们作为人来讲，我们看事情跟耶稣基督看事情是那么的不一样。
And that is how Jesus mocked us.
那这其实是耶稣怎么来嘲讽我们的地方。
God chose the foolish things of the world.
神拣选了这个世界上愚拙的人。
To exalt his wisdom.And his Christ.
把他们升在高处。
Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians to talk about how man sees things and how God sees differently.
那保罗在他的信里头也写到，人跟神看事情是多么的不一样。
You see verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
哥林多前书一章十八节说，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大。
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
People see the cross, they see foolishness.
当人看到十字架的时候，他们以为那是愚拙的。
Jew demands miraculous sign. Come down from the cross.
他们希望看到一些神迹，从十字架上走下来吧。
And Greeks look for wisdom.
那些希腊人喜欢智慧。
But we preach Christ crucified.
但是我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
Because cross, crucifixion is God's wisdom.
因为十字架是神的智慧。
And in so doing, that he shows his glory are different, his wisdom are different from the world.
他的做法让我们看到说他的荣耀，他的智慧跟我们所想象的荣耀和智慧是完全不一样的。
So God chose you and I, who are really just nobody.
所以神拣选了你和我，我们真的不是什么大人物。
Because it says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Verse 26. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise.
好像在二十六节说，弟兄们啦，可见你们蒙召的按照肉体，有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
This is how God revealed His glory. He chose the things that is weak, and then to show.That through him, he becomes strong.
这就是神向我们展示他的荣耀的办法。他拣选了那些软弱的，在软弱人的身上展示他的能力。
So that's why Paul says, I want to boast about my weaknesses.
所以这是保罗说，我要夸口的是我的软弱。
Because when I am weak, that he says,Then I am strong. But he really mean is that God is strong in me.
所以他说当我软弱的时候我就是强壮的。他的意思就是说当我软弱的时候神的能力在我的身上显出强壮了。
This is how God glorified himself through us and through Jesus Christ.
这是神透过我们透过耶稣基督显示他荣耀的。
So the man put God on the cross.Man's put God on the cross, and the cruelest gesture is crucifixion.
所以人把我们的把神放在了十字架上，将他钉死在十字架上。
Man attempt to silence God.
人想要让神沉默不语。
So at the moment when Jesus was dead on the cross, and death.Is proclaiming victory over life.
在那一刻，当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，死亡向生命夸胜。
But in the instant, God reversed all that.
但是在那一瞬间，一刹那间，神将所有的这一切都扭转过来。
So in a mocking voice, God says, "O death, where is your victory? where death is your sting.
所以在那一刻神问说死亡啊你的毒钩在哪里
你的得胜在哪里
你的得胜在哪里
You know, crucifixion is man's last words to God.
我们对神所说的最后一句话是钉十字架。
If you kill somebody, what more can you do to him? He's dead.
如果你把一个人杀死，你也不能再对他做什么了，他已经死了。
That's the last words man's to God.
所以人对神说的最后一句话是钉死他。
But you know that is not the last words.
但你知道吗？这不是最后一句话。
God always reserved for himself the last words.
因为神保留了权利说那最后一句话。
Actually, the last two words.
是两句话。
The last word, the second to the last word is his resurrections, right? You think that he's dead, but he's not.
我们以为神死了，但是他没有。
I say it's the second to the last words because there's still the final words to come yet.
我说这个他的重生是是倒数第二个词，因为还有最后一个词还没有来。
And that's what we read in Philippians chapter 2.
这个就是我们要读在腓立比书要读的。
God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven, in our earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
就是我们在腓立比书读到的，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
This is the last words.
这是最后的一句话。
You know, Jesus can be raised to, you know, from death and then just kind of disappear. He done what he does, right? He came to die for our sin and then give us a new life by raised from the dead.
你知道耶稣可以说死了，然后复活了，然后就走了，因为他已经完成了他要所做的事情。
Right? That's it.You and I still will have the salvations because he died, he rose from the dead.
我们还会有这样子的救恩，因为他为我们死，然后他又从死里复活了。
But that is not the last words.
但是复活不是最后的一个词。
The last words is that God will let everyone vindicating Jesus. That your faith is not in vain.
神要让我们知道我们的信仰不是空的，因为他要让耶稣在我们面前再看的。
You tell people about Jesus that he's God. People spurn you and says, nah.
你跟人说啊，耶稣是神，那人家可能对你嗤之以鼻。
But you know there'll come that day.
但是我们都知道那一天会要来的。
When they saw what you said,
当那些人会看到我们对他们所讲的这些
and he cannot help himself but to confess with his mouth. He cannot help himself but to bend his knee to call Jesus Christ the Lord.
在那一天，他们不能不口中称呼，不能不屈膝敬拜。称耶稣基督为主。
Your faith is confirmed. Your faith is not in vain.
我们的信仰被确认，我们的信仰不是空的。
Because God exalted Jesus for all to see.
因为神将我们耶稣基督升到至高，让全天下地下的人都能看到。
He is no longer your private God.You know, your personal God.
他不是一个你私 藏起来的一个神。
He is the God of universe that all will now recognize.
他是这个宇宙的神，所有的生物都会认识到这一点。
That's the last words.
这是最后的一个词。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
You say, okay. I mean, I don't see a lot of excitement on the face. I see people snoring too. I don't see a lot of excitement.
可能你听到这个信息，你也觉得说，哎，就这样了，没什么，因为我好像也没有什么激动的表情啊。
But do you know what that means?
但你知道那这个是什么意思吗？
Is that all the people who rejected you and now will say, "How can I be saved?"
你知道那意味着说，所有曾经当着的面说不要耶稣基督的人来问着你说，哎呀，我怎么样子也能得救、啊、
？People who mock you are now begging to say, "I want to know more about this Jesus."
那些曾经对你所传的福音嗤之以鼻的人跑过来说，求求你给我多讲一点关于耶稣的事情吧。
So that's the vindications that Jesus Christ is exalted.
所以这个就是耶稣基督身为至高的意义。
To the glory of God, the Father.
是荣耀归于父神。
You know, God is not just glorified in Christ. We talk about this just, you know, previously.
那你知道神不光是在耶稣基督里头被荣耀。
God also glorified in us.
神也是在我们每一个人的身上被荣耀。
Let me read this in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11 to 13.
那我们读一下以弗所书第一章11-13节。
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who worked out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, may be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise of Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的。照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
And also in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27,To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Verse 20. 然后在哥罗西书的
一章二十七节
说，神愿意叫他们知道。这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
See, we've already seen Anna and Victor how the glory of God as they give their testimonies.
所以今天当 Victor 和 Anna 在台上做见证的时候，我们就看到神的荣耀在他们的身上。
We heard other brothers and sisters, their testimony.And we see the glory of God in their lives.
当我们听到其他的弟兄姐妹们的见证的时候，我们在他们的眼睛里也看到了神的荣耀。
We especially move when we hear about testimony at Tianbing, how the Lord has given him that hope, even as his body is wasting away.
特别是我们的弟兄天兵，我们听到关于他的见证，在他的身体一天天软弱下去的时候，神如何给他那永恒的盼望？
You know, these are all things that God used to glorify His name.
所有的这些都是神用来荣耀他的名的事情。
You know, you have the Holy Spirit in you. You have Christ in you. You are the glory of God.
你知道吗？我们有圣灵在我们里面，我们有耶稣基督的生命在我们里面，我们应该有神的荣耀在我们里面。
Do you know that this is who you are?
你们知道这才是你们的身份吗？
So that's why Paul says, he exhorted us, he taught us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十节他这么说。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以无论，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
You have thought about that?
你们思考过这一句话吗？
What you said, glorify God. What you do, glorify God. Even when you eat, glorify God.
你们有没有想过，你说的话，你做的事情，甚至你吃喝都会荣耀神。
But that's a fleeting kind of things we hardly consider that our lives is to glorify Christ.
但是我们常常不会去这么想，我们的生命是要为荣耀我们的主耶稣基督而活。
Westminster Catechism, the first one, it says the chief aim of man is to what? To glorify him and enjoy him forever.
所以威斯敏斯特小教理里面的第一条就是说，人生的意义是什么？就是荣耀神，享受神的同在。
You know, God wants to show you off.
你知道神要让你把你展示出来。
You know, really, He does.
他真的想要让你把你展示给世人看。
He wants the world to see what he has done in your life, what he can do in your life.
他希望这个世界看到他在你的生命中做了些什么，他希望让世界的人看到他可以在你的生命中做什么。
I wonder when God takes you out and then show to the world what the world sees.
我想着说，如果神把我们每一个人举起来，把你举起来，让这个世界看到你，这个世界看到的是什么？
At best, I can say, well, God is not finished with me. God is not done. This is not a finished product. This is only ongoing. God's still molding and changing.
所以牧师说，当他被举起来的时候，他觉得说，人会看到是一个还没有完成的作品，神还在继续的在他的身上做工。
But even that is to the glory of God, isn't it? When God is changing and molding you, even though when you are not perfect, but that's still to the glory of God as His hand is upon you.
但是即使我们还是一个未成品，还是一个没有完成的作品，还不完美，但是那也是神的荣耀，因为我们可以看到当神的手在我们每个人身上的时候，他所做的那样子转变的工作。
And he did that through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
他通过我们的主耶稣基督做了这样子的工作。
So Christ died.
所以耶稣基督死了。
He rose again.
他复活了。
And God exalted him and lifted him up for all to see. This is my son.
然后神让他升为至高，让所有人都看到说，这是我爱的，这是我的爱子。
In a smaller sense, God wanted to lift you up and says, this is my son. Look at him.
在小一往小里头一点看的话，神要把我们每一个人举在空中说，看，这是我的孩子。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for have such a patience with us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, is that, Lord, even though you lift us up with Christ, Lord, we are still not complete, and you have patience with us. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that we are aware, Lord, that our life is to glorify you. Our life is to attract people to you so your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There's a song called He is Lord. Now, we already practiced that in our sunrise service. He is Lord.
我们有今天有唱一首歌，就是他是主。
We'll use that as our response hymn.He is Lord, He is Lord, He is risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Would you please stand?